Raised in blue-collar Baton Rouge, after LSU and an MFA in fiction writing at Alabama, Tim Parrish has had his teaching career at Southern Connecticut State University. But in his writing, Parrish has never left the neighborhood in Baton Rouge where he was raised. Through three books in three genres, he has returned to this seething, rather toxic place. Red Stick Men, his volume of stories, tells of his childhood and adolescence in the 1960s. Recently, his memoir, Fear and What Follows, The Violent Education of a Christian Racist, recalls the anger and frustration among lower middle class whites as the civil rights movement gained power. With The Jumper, winner of the George Garrett Fiction Prize, Parrish has returned again to the same few blocks of rundown, sad little wooden houses at the edge of the industrial park. In the words of one resident, it's a block from hell and smells like a gas station burning. I can't breathe, she says. How do people live here? The answer is marginally, painfully, unhappily. The denizens of these sad streets lead desperate lives. Trapped by poverty, addictions, bad choices, they would get out if they could. Readers after Uplift need look elsewhere. Their humanity is honored by Parrish in lyrical and sometimes soaring prose, but each reader will decide for himself whether these characters are more to be pitied than scorned. The action takes 8 days, around 1980, with interchapters of flashback to 1959. The protagonist, Jimmy Strawhorn, works at a Home Depot in Houston. Raised on a remote Texas ranch with a one-eyed, paranoid alcoholic named Pepper, Jimmy has always been told he was an orphan, but, to his surprise, receives a telegram from his father, JT, summoning him to Baton Rouge. His roommate must read it for him. Jimmy has ordinary intelligence, but can't read at all. His coping skills at work are remarkable, but when others, especially women, learn he can't read the menu or the movie marquee, their faces show pity or revulsion, quote, and the former was worse than the latter, end quote. Late in the novel, Jimmy ruminates on the purpose of written words, quote, maybe meaning and communication weren't what words were for after all, not solid and real like a touch, but slippery and elusive like promises, end quote. In Baton Rouge, Jimmy meets Dad, a compulsive gambler whose luck is running worse than usual, borrowing money from sadistic loan sharks and being cruelly beaten for non-payment. Jimmy demands to know from JT the story of his mother, his birth, his abandonment. JT has suppressed and revised that chapter of his life until the truth is hardly available. JT's chapters are in fact entitled, What JT Could Remember If He Would Remember. Slowly he remembers, one painful layer at a time. We learn of his brief marriage to Marita, a dark, sensuous beauty on the run from a perversely abusive gangster father in New Orleans. Jimmy meets Sandra, a kind but distressed young woman running from her own unhappy past. All, I mean all of these characters are in despair to the point of suicide, and the Louisiana State Capitol, with its observation deck in the clouds, is tempting, calling to these potential jumpers. Sandra will try to help Jimmy to help his dad, help herself, maybe. Parrish tells a powerful story, but there is little good news.